As we get more familiar with this form of practice, it can be at the beginning when we start, often starting with relaxation. It can be interesting to just explore, rather than trying to relax, just noticing where there's tension, just taking it in, aware, oh, there's tension there, and see what happens as you notice that. Sometimes the tension can release on its own when it's noticed with this kind of interested, curious awareness. So that can also be something to explore around tension in the body. Rather than trying to relax it, just seeing what happens. Oh, there's tension. It's okay that it's there. The more we have explored and understood how relaxation supports our system, the more the system will orient in that direction. And it can be helpful to consciously relax if you're feeling that's still supportive, or feel it supportive today, now, in this moment. I found sometimes this exploration around consciously relaxing or inviting relaxing there would be sometimes in the middle of a long retreat, in the middle of a 6-week retreat in at Sayadaw's monastery. I found that at one point I sat down to meditate and the mind was so tense that I spent a whole hour just exploring relaxation, just orienting to, oh, may the body relax. Oh, there's tension, can it relax? That is a practice of awareness. It's a directed awareness towards looking at a particular aspect of experience, of looking at tension and orienting towards relaxing. But it is looking at the experience in the moment, being aware of how it's affecting the body and mind. So sometimes it can be useful to take a long time to explore relaxation. We each learn this art of our practice. And so, checking into what's supportive in this moment, perhaps relaxation, perhaps simply noticing. Oh, there's tension there. Exploring being present with yourself, being with yourself. And aware of this aspect of experience around relaxation and tension. in your own time as it feels. Perhaps that the body and mind have come to a place of some measure of relaxation. Turning the curiosity towards being aware. Aware while relaxing. Just a subtle shift of mind. Aware while relaxing. And again, as it feels appropriate for you, allowing a more generally receptive awareness, receiving what's here, whatever is obvious. If it still feels supportive for you to keep attuning to relaxation, that's fine. And opening to whatever is obvious. What's here? Can there be some curiosity about this experience? Our minds, our bodies, our natural processes, processes of nature. We're observing nature, the nature of our humanity. We might see if we can have the attitude of a naturalist. A naturalist, a scientist who goes out into nature. But studies nature not by pulling it apart or taking it back to the lab, but just sits in the field, in the forest, in the desert, under the ocean. And sits quietly so that the creatures and processes can attune to its being there, tune to their being there, so that the nature can continue its processes and simply be witnessed. The naturalist never knows what they get to watch when they go out. So, whatever is available, whatever is happening that day, that hour, the learning that happens with this form of curiosity isn't necessarily something you get to decide how the learning happens. It's more like a puzzle, maybe a little piece on this part of the puzzle gets put together. And then for days, there's another thing that's happening, a whole different section of the puzzle. Maybe there's a little other piece of the puzzle that comes in. And so some patience and curiosity about what's available, what's being offered to be witnessed. Right now. With this patience, we have to let go of our own agendas for what we want to do or see or learn about. Just sitting in this nature of our bodies and minds. And there is a learning about, can be a learning about what's offering itself. A learning about what's here right now. Sometimes that learning is not so obvious. We don't even know what's being learned. We don't have to know actually what's being learned sometimes. As we explore curiosity of being with experience, our system learns. This body and mind absorbs and understands things. Sometimes what's learned, what's understood, bubbles up into consciousness and is articulated or expressed or clear to us. Other times it's not. And sometimes learning can take place below that horizon of conscious awareness, too. And that's okay. It does take some trust that this simple witnessing, sitting in the field, being with what's here, and curious. Some trust that learning does happen and that the shift in the direction of more ease, more peace, more understanding is a natural consequence of this form of being.